Hello, everyone. Welcome back to CGSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. And this is your host, Pranjali. And I know I'm taking over Vivian's open mic slot, but here I am because I shifted a bit of my schedule according to the classes. But before I delve into today's talk and the topic for the day, I would like to acknowledge that CGSF broadcasts on the unceded ancestral territories of the Pokatlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And I picked some music again, vibing with the music. And the topic that I thought and I was reading about was called Petro Cultures, and specifically this notion of petro masculinity and what it means, basically what is a petro culture and all the notions around it. So I will try to unpack some of those concepts and ideas and why they are important, or why even I'm talking about them or even reading about them. But I will just play one song before I do that. And it is actually a fairly new album called All My Friends. And it's by a Canadian artist. And the album is called, I said already, All My Friends. And it's by Kixie. Sorry, I'm just trying to not go ahead of myself. But I'm gonna play the track number 2 on this album, and it is called The Left Lane. So I hope you guys enjoy that, and then we'll talk about the topic for the day. Hey, Megan's on the train. Michael's on the way. Mr. Every Day, waiting patiently. When you're not around, I am not the same. I can retrace everything. Show you my hell, but you still stay.
That's the one. digest the butterflies.
So you were listening to three songs back to back by the artist called Kixie, who is a Canadian artist, and this is from her album in 2019, which is called All My Friends. And you were listening to the tracks called Left Lane, Reaching Out, and The Butterflies. So yes, and why I chose the songs, because I felt like those songs, so I played those songs. But yeah, that is the sort of the vibe, so as to say, in the most Gen Z terms. But yeah, that is the vibe for the week, I guess, for me. But yeah, now let's talk about things that I have been reading for the day, which is some literature and some scholars' work around climate change, the fossil fuel industry, and the ideals of masculinity, and how these three factors can actually act and create multiple layers of threats to all the people we call the others. The author who I'm gonna quote from and basically talk through is called Kara Daggett, and she does a lot of work in petromasculinity and petroculture. So what is this? What is a petroculture? Essentially, it is a term related to, obviously, made of two terms, petroleum and cultures. So how cultures and myths and our lifestyles sort of revolve around petroleum, oil, and gas. That is this theme of petrocultures, and why it's important, because when we talk about all the things, including the American dream or lifestyles that we imagine as normals, we definitely have oil and gas included in those. Maybe it's through the cars that you use, or maybe you cook something. So everywhere, oil and gas is like the pipeline of the current world scenario in many cases. So it is so embedded in our culture that we don't realize that it's there. So this is sort of like an invisible arena, but a lot of our culture and lifestyle revolves around petroleum industry, the fossil fuel industry, and it essentially, this means that there is a culture that is dependent on and shaped by the oil and the gas and the petrochemicals. Essentially, that is the meaning of petroculture. And why it's relevant is because, as you might know from my previous talks on when I was talking on Wednesdays, I usually try to tie climate change with everything, because obviously I love the I love reading about it and the literature around it. But for today, I thought maybe just taking a different turn. And usually I am not a cultural expert. I'm more like a person who enjoys or likes to learn more about the digitization of these things and not the cultural side of things. But I was reading this piece which one of my TA suggested, and it is called The Petromasculinity, Fossil Fuels, and the Authoritarian Desire. And this paper talks about how there is sort of a legacy of authoritarianism in the way oil is procured and distributed, and how we shape our cultures around the petroleum industry, the fossil fuel industry. So that is sort of an interesting thing that I found. And I'm going to maybe quote some sentences from the paper that helps to make more sense of this. So the paper notes that climate fascism, with camps, barbed wires, and police omnipresence, is a likely outcome of a climate insecurity. So what this quote essentially means is that climate fascism means, even though it is an established scientific fact that climate change is happening right now, it's not something that is very distant to us or it's for the future generations. It is happening right now. But still, we are extracting oil. We still, our economy depends upon oil so much. It's not because of the demands that we have as consumers or users. It is because we have not invested enough in other alternates. And it's, again, the money game. So as long as we keep on depending our economy and ourselves on extractive methods, this is a form of authoritarian rule, and this is what essentially the paper argues. And it is also very interesting to see how the paper talks about this idea of coal and oil being more than just profit-making method for some of the industries, but also it being embedded in our lifestyles that are so heavily dependent on fuel consumptions. Which, as I said, really starts from the time we switch on our gases. Even though we might have electric stoves, even then, most of our electricity comes from, or in some way is dependent for sure, on the oil and gas industry. And it is because of years and years of dependence that has been created in oil and gas, because that is more easily extractable and harnessed as compared to the other renewable forms of energy. So that is the sort of ideas I wanted to throw out there. But I might just play two other songs just to add in some light mood in here, and then we can talk about what it might mean and what sort of implications such cultures have, and how this invisibility that is rendered to the fossil fuel industry is actually worsening the climate change discourse, and it is hampering the attention that actually needs to go to the climate crisis that is happening right now. So I'm going to play two songs by the Canadian songwriter and singer Dana Gawanski. And she is the producer and obviously the songwriter and singer herself. So I'm going to play from her 2020 album, which is called Yesterday's Gone. I think I've played something from her album before, but I really like her songs. And so I'm going to play track number 15. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Communion of a kiss.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio broadcasting from Simon Fraser University. And I'm your host for the hour, Pranjali. And I was talking about briefly about petrocultures, petromasculinity, and the fossil fuel industries because I'm passionate about climate change and the discourses around it. So, yes. And the two songs you guys were listening to were by Dana Gawonski, and it was The Kiss and Memories of Winter from her two different albums, one called Yesterday Is Gone and the other Wind Songs. Gawonski is a Canadian artist who produced, sings, and songwrites her music by herself. And coming up next would be the one and only, and my personal favorite, as always, is Taylor Swift and her song called The Man, on the album called Lover, because why not? But before that, I'm just going to read two sort of mini quotations about things that I was talking about, that is the lifestyle around and the culture around the petrochemicals, the oil and gas industry. And on the same reading, I'm referencing the same reading, the scholars and the authors talk about how fossil fuels have become, and I'm quoting now, the metaphorical material and social technical basis of Western petrocultures and extend across the planet. Coal and oil do more than ensure profit and fuel consumption heavy lifestyles. Fuels also secure cultural meaning and political subjectivities, which means that there is a whole lot of social, technical, cultural industry which revolves around and talks in the language of oil, gas, the stocks, and the drilling, the mining around it, and all these different sorts of extraction mechanisms. And there are a lot of actually popular culture references as well, which talk about these lands in Africa and how they are abundant after all the resources have been extracted, and all these sort of things. And people who have extracted these are having vacations in Mexico. So this sort of global south versus global north dynamic also is shown in many films. I cannot remember the names on the top of my head because I'm not a movie buff, but I remember vividly that there are many, many examples where oil and the culture that is created around it is displayed as the forefront. And how it actually ties to colonial histories and the phenomena around it is because from time immemorial, the imperial powers have extracted minerals, resources, be it spices or the actual money and whatnot, mines, and especially focusing on resource mining and chip manufacturing and all sorts of things have been based in the so-called third world. And when they are extracted, these sites are just left. The people are exposed to toxic fumes. They are